Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. I invite you to please stand for today's reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But the master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Years ago, a group got together at Warburg Seminary of students and teachers, faculty, and advisors. And they put together what they called the 12 diaconal practices. Now, these are 12 practices that they believe are important for all leaders of the church to have. Now, the 3rd practice states that the leader should maintain a good practice of biblical and theological wisdom, both biblical and theological wisdom, because they understand the dangers of only a surface-level reading of Scripture. There are also needs for good interpretation and study. Such surface-level reading has long been used for today's gospel text. At first reading or hearing of one of these texts, it doesn't always sound like Jesus that we have come to know, does it? The one that says to lift up the poor and find home for those without. Instead, we hear that those with nothing will lose even that and be thrown out where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But for those who have been here, you've heard me say it before that a direct allegorical reading of this text and taking words at face value does a disservice to the depth of the message that Jesus continues to tell us. You see, if I wanted to, I could take this text and make it be all about money. That is what a talent is, after all. A talent was made up of about 6,000 denarii. So a single denarius would have been used for a day's of wage for somebody who labors. Scholars then estimate that a single talent, so the 6,000 denarius put together, would be equal to about 1 million buckaroos today. So we have a story where somebody is given 5 million, another 2 million, and another one with a cool mill. Now, for most of us, maybe not all of us, $1 million just given to us would be enough to cause us to freeze up, right? For me, definitely. It would have been enough money for just about anybody at the time to live for 6 lifetimes. So I could take this and say, give more money, right? But there's more to it than just money talk. The gospel text today, you see, if we look at where it is in Scripture, it's sandwiched in between two other parables. We have the parable of 10 bridesmaids, where one comes in with enough oil and the other bridesmaids, they did not bring enough. They were not prepared. And the other parable is the judgment of the nations. And we heard this text last week, and we will hear it again next week for Christ the King Sunday. And what all three of these parables have in common, and the rest of the text that sounds so dark and mysterious and destruction, what they have in common is the arrival of Jesus Christ that we will hear about more and more in the coming weeks. What they have in common as well is the use or the lack of use of gifts and resources that we have been given to further the kingdom here on earth, beyond that of just financial means, but whatever gifts that you have been given by God. When faced with some of these gifts, like the one who received the one talent, we freeze. We are afraid what might happen if we use that gift. Or there is fear that because we only have the one talent compared to the one who has the 5 talents, that ours is worthless, because we have been told that it is worth less. But that is not the case. Jesus is calling on us who think we have nothing to share, to still share in the abundance of life that God has made for all people. And it is important to remember as well that we do not live in a vacuum, in a space where it is only us and God and nothing outside of this relationship. For God has placed us into intentional community with one another. How would this story have looked if another had come by and helped that final servant to know what to do with his talent, how to invest it, how to spend it, so that when the master came back, the master might look upon him with favor, knowing that the last servant did all that they could in the faith that has been given to them. Instead of being stuck in doing only the bare minimum because they were too afraid to do more. The bare minimum, because that is all that was asked of them. I can tell you with utmost certainty that I would not be standing here in this pulpit today if it weren't for others who had come along and looked at my gifts and helped me to know how best to use them. If nobody had told me that I was pretty okay at speaking, then I certainly would have left that gift buried. And if it remained buried, then I would have never gotten better. It never would have collected interest. You see, sometimes it takes another person with a shovel to come along and unbury that which we are embarrassed of or afraid of, or unaware of, to say, look at the amazing gifts that you have, because you do indeed have amazing gifts that are recognized already by God. Within you, God has bestowed many wonderful things that can be used in service of the kingdom of heaven. In your baptism, you have been given that which is too numerous to count, and a love that is too great to even begin trying to quantify. It is in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that you have been granted love, mercy, and forgiveness that can be shared with all people. And when you feel as though you have nothing else to give, just remember that you will always have that. It is in this that Jesus says, you are a lamp on a hill, and it is up to you to let your light shine, dear siblings in Christ. And I urge you to let that light shine, that beautiful and glorious light that you have. And when you come across those who don't even know that they are a lamp, that don't know whose they are, you are called to remind them and to share some of that light so they too may shine. We are to live for one another, for the glory of our Father in heaven. So I urge you to do more than just the bare minimum. Do more than simply return these gifts to God, but allow them to grow and allow them to shine. And when you come across another, to pull out your shovel and help them unbury what they have hidden away. So who is another in your life that has gifts that you would like them to see? Perhaps they are one with wealth, that they are not aware of the ways that they could be using it for good. Or perhaps one who is an amazing singer but just needs a little bit of encouragement to come and talk to Lois. Or perhaps one who has a gift for ministry that could maybe give me a weekend off, eh? Whatever the gift may be, it is important that it be recognized and used for good. So I'm giving you a little bit of homework this week, you know? It's Thanksgiving week. You don't have anything else going on. To not only give thanks to God for the gifts that you have been given, but give thanks for those whose gifts have helped shape you into who you are today. And to find at least three people. I know you know at least three people. There's more than three in here. To find three people and remind them of the gifts that they have. And this needs to be more than just, wow, Mom, you sure cook up a mean turkey. But instead to look at another person or to write to another person and say to them, you are loved. And what you bring to this life is so precious and so dear. In the waters of baptism, O God, you have claimed us and set us free. You have bestowed upon us gifts that are finer than the finest gold and silver. Guide us, help us to live out our baptism for the sake of you and all those you call your own. In the name of Jesus Christ, in whose baptism we are lifted up, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.